got it. Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
David Attenborough at 100.
By Camilla Foster for The Independent, Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026.
Everyone is talking about the latest longevity health trends, but to what extent can we actually increase our lifespan?
Sir David Attenborough, the beloved natural historian and environmental advocate, is set to mark his 100th birthday next month.
The extraordinary milestone not only celebrates a seven-decade career that has profoundly shaped our understanding of the natural world, but also prompts reflection on the secrets to a long and healthy life.
While human life expectancy has steadily risen over the past two centuries, reaching a century remains a remarkable achievement, sparking widespread curiosity about the factors contributing to such longevity.
By the way that you picked up the
phone. And now, here is Happy Birthday, David Attenborough, written by Andrew E. Jones, directed by David H. Rosen, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 4th, 2026.
David Attenborough at 150.
Generated by AI reporting client Journaloid for The Independent, Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2076.
Beloved natural historian, environmentalist, and the oldest man who has ever lived, Sir David Attenborough, is set to mark his 150th birthday next week in open defiance of God and all that is natural and good.
Researchers at the newly formed Royal College of Longevity Science are working around the clock to unlock the secrets to the planet Earth presenter's seeming immortality.
When asked to comment on his extraordinary life, Sir David had this to say. The black camel refuses to kneel at my feet. My parched lips crave for the sweet ichor of eternity.
One can only hope that researchers find the cause of this national treasure's eternal life before the screaming madness of existence takes his sanity for good.
And it's here, in the deepest, darkest recesses of the deepest, darkest basement, that we find the most curious scientific work being done. To me, Sir David Attenborough. Isolated from the outside world, all friends and family long dead, I find myself increasingly hungry, much like the grizzly bear hungers for the salmon leaping upstream for the blissful embrace of death. Let us now listen in to this extraordinary group of scientists and see what we can learn.
Dr. Tucker, I have to thank you. I know this project hasn't been easy. The constant delays, the lack of funding, the incessant hooting and hollering from the pea-brained anti-intelligence Luddites we call colleagues. I even had to bribe the dean of the college simply to be allowed to extract David Attenborough's DNA. But finally, finally, we've arrived at the precipice of greatness. We're closer than ever to unlocking the secrets of eternal life. And Doug, are you asleep?
What? Yes. Sorry. My neural implant, Jeff, started me on this new regimen where I microdose naps throughout the day. It's supposed to increase my productivity by 4%.
Well, please tell Jeff that from now on, try to schedule all your naps at once after work. I believe we used to call that sleeping.
Understood, sir. The science centrifuge is fully charged, Dr. Abbott.
Thank you, Dr. Tucker. I'll go anesthetize the test subject.
It was at this moment, with the cruel Dr. Abbott out of the room, that the weaker, stupider Dr. Tucker suddenly felt the need to explain how this particular science experiment would work.
Dr. Abbott already isolated the Attenborough gene, so we don't need to manually extract the old man's DNA like we used to, and that's good for him and for us. Sir David started biting.
Despite my age, advancements in medical science have granted me several rows of teeth, like the mighty great white.
We'll then take the extracted Atten gene, run it through the science centrifuge, then take the test subject's DNA, and finally introduce the now mutated DNA back into the host, and then if everything goes according to plan, the test subject's DNA will be granted the gift of eternal life.
Atten genius! But there are dangers in attempting to upend the order of the natural world.
Sure, we've had a handful of subjects explode, but as as Crick and Watson said when they first discovered DNA, that's science, baby!
Crick and Watson, here, hard as it may be to believe, talked exactly like that.
Talking to yourself again, Dr. Tucker? There's no monologuing in longevity science.
No, sir. You know, when I took this job, I thought longevity science would be about making people taller.
Well, it's not. What we're doing here today could change the world. Think about it. Having conquered death, the greatest minds could stay with us for millennia, discovering new wonders, dreaming new dreams, narrating new, better TV shows.
Better TV shows is just crazy.
They also called me crazy when I put a chip inside the brain of Clicky the Friendly Dolphin. And look at him now. That dolphin is a two-term congressman.
National treasure David Attenborough moderated that debate. Clicky tripped on a question about tax cuts, but rebounded thanks to his popular opinions on krill.
Look alive, Dr. Tucker. Our test subject, Snickers, is out cold, and the centrifuge will only hold its charge for a few minutes.
Is Snickers a...
Spider crab?
Dog? Yes. We tried testing on humans, but the pearl clutches of the so-called ethics committee said it was an affront to the dignity of life. This is our fourth round of tests on dogs, and we have seen incredible progress in a very short amount of time.
Understood. Centrifuge is ready to engage Dr. Abbott.
Initiate safety precaution measures. Gloves. Rubber safety booties. Goggles. Dr. Tucker, you are all clear.
Oh, I've got a bad feeling about this.
Engaging science centrifuge. Commence ultra spin drive now.
The miracle of life. The natural wonder of welcoming a new being into our world. None of this applied to the unspeakable horde Doctors Abbott and Tucker foolishly sired.
Someone check on Snickers.
Feeble-minded humans, you have meddled with cosmic powers beyond your comprehension.
Snickers, you can stand and talk.
So it would seem, oh black-hearted creator. The human you call Attenborough was blessed by the All Creature with a connection to the natural world unknowable to lowly flesh apes such as yourselves. His DNA is therefore uniquely compatible with my genetic sequencing. By combining my genetic material, you've granted me Attenborough's human intelligence and longevity while retaining the ruthless urge to destroy that is hallmark of my breed.
Canis lupus familiaris!
I knew we shouldn't have used a chihuahua. Snickers, please. Snickers, please, you must understand. I only did what I did for the good of the species.
True. For the good of your species. Attenborough had eternal life bequeathed upon him by the All Creature as a reward for a century of service to the natural world. The majority of your species look upon we animals as mere food or worse, pets. You garb us in ridiculous costumes, poison the environment with our plastic chew toys, and humiliate us with the bestowment of infantile names like Snickers.
But Snickers, okay, I hear it now. It sounds bad now that you can talk and speak. But sir, we have a right as the dominant species to rule over nature as we please. Isn't it, in fact, through human cunning, human genius, that we were able to grant you the gift of speech?
And bipedalism?
It is true that you are the dominant species, for now. But that also lays upon you, whether you like it or not, an awesome responsibility. In your hands now lies not only your future, but that of all other living creatures with whom you share the earth.
Such wisdom from one so furry.
It was first spake by your Sir David Attenborough. You would be wise to heed his words. Your naive quest to extend your pathetic human existence must end today.
You're right. Dr. Abbott, we must destroy the remaining Attenborough genes.
But my work, our work, all the sacrifices that we've made, we're steps from immortality, and you're going to throw it all away on the advice of a stupid talking dog?
That stupid talking dog is right, Dr. Abbott. We were foolish to believe we could ever cheat death, and even if we could, would we want to? My God, man, look at Sir David. He's gotten so weird, and he spends all day sulking in that voiceover studio we built him. I mean, yesterday I overheard him talking to himself about how death would be like sliding into the fuzzy slippers of eternity while submersing oneself in the bubbling bath of the void.
Exactly. Wait, what? Have you been able to hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, how?
Is the red light on your microphone on?
Yes.
Let me just... Okay, he's on mute, Dr. Abbott. I may not have any idea of what's gone on here today. I came in expecting to make short men tall, and now I'm standing face to face with the ungodly hybrid of dog and man, but I do know one thing. When that dog man tells you we weren't meant to live forever, you have to listen to him.
Well said, Dr. Tucker. Initiating genetic material meltdown sequence. It is done.
But the great work is not yet finished. There are two remaining carriers of the gene.
You don't mean...
Yes. Your honorable Sir David must take the journey over the Rainbow Bridge.
You're going to kill David Attenborough?
No, Dr. Tucker. I am. I owe my life's work to that sesquicentenarian. It's only right that I'm the one to take him home.
But if he's immortal...
Eternal life does not mean one cannot die. It simply means that one cannot die by what you so callously refer to as natural causes.
So you mean that while Sir David can't die, he can be killed? I mean, how would you even go about...
Poison his tea! Poison his tea.
Did you just have that ready at the top of your head, or?
As I said before, my natural state as a chihuahua is one of violence.
It will be done. But Snickers, after Sir David, the only... other creature left carrying the gene is...
You see it clearly, Doctor. I have to cross the bridge just after Sir David. I take comfort in the knowledge that he will be waiting on the other side, with arms outstretched when I meet him there.
How are you going to do it?
I shall travel to one of your bakeries and indulge in the poison known as death by chocolate. It will be a sweet end to a noble life.
Godspeed, Snickers.
Godspeed, disgusting flesh apes.
Well, what now?
We do the only thing we can do. We live. And maybe watch the first season of Planet Earth again.
I'll set the projector up.
And I'll make tea.
No! Let me.
It seems to me that the natural world is the greatest source of excitement, the greatest source of visual beauty, the greatest source of intellectual interest. It is the greatest source of so much in life that makes life worth living. But perhaps not forever.
Maybe!
This has been Happy Birthday, David Attenborough, written by Andrew E. Jones, directed by David H. Rosen, featuring Ian Brown, Axel Dunbar, Layla Isabella, and Leah Kambada. performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 4th, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.